I'm Jim Benson, and you're listening to TV Time Machine on Intelligent Talk, 1170 KCBQ. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and visit our show archives at tvtimemachine.com.
This world has no natives, which means it belongs to everyone.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're about to embark on a journey through a vast galaxy that traverses memory, generations, and popular culture. A magical trip through time as we meet the men and women of yesterday and today who have shaped not only what we see on TV, but the way we see ourselves. I'm Jim Benson. Join me, if you will, on an exploration of television's past, present, and future as we climb aboard the TV Time Machine. Our destination subject today will be sci-fi's new science fiction drama, Defiance. Jamie Murray, who stars as Stama Tar on the series, will join us for a fascinating excursion exploring this groundbreaking TV series. We'll begin our exciting and fun-filled odyssey right after these brief messages.
I was born Mary Tyler Moore.
It's Jesse Donald Knotts.
Fred McFeely Rogers.
Leslie Moonves.
Isabel Sanford.
Leslie Renee Stahl.
Robert Edward Turner.
Regis Francis Philbin.
Aaron Spelling.
Since 1999, the Archive of American Television has been preserving the memories, knowledge, and insights of the men and women whose talents and vision have helped shape this remarkable medium. Over 500 video interviews with these TV legends are now available on the Archive of American Television website at metvlegends.org. There, you can sign up to receive news, updates, and also become a sponsor to help preserve television history for generations to come. That's metvlegends.org.
The mythological proportions of Star Trek provide something that's missing in people's consciousness, psyche.
The Archive of American Television, capturing television history, one voice at a time.
The dreams returned last night. Stranger, more vivid than ever. I dreamt of his world, the world that used to be, before the Votans arrived.
Today on the TV Time Machine, we ask you to travel with us into a warlike future as we explore sci-fi's new science fiction drama, Defiance. In this edition of our program, we are pleased to welcome one of the stars of Defiance, Jamie Murray. Ms. Murray's stellar career in both movies and television includes her work in the BBC series Hustle, playing Lila West in Dexter, and the distaff version of H.G. Wells in sci-fi's long-running hit TV series, Warehouse 13. Over the next segment, Jamie Murray will help us explore virtually every aspect of this spectacular series, which debuts Monday, April 15th at 9 p.m. on Sci-Fi, as we peer into a future Earth torn apart by alien wars and social conflict. Again, for those of you intrepid enough to take on a hellbug, feel free to meet me in St. Louis as we pull away from the gravitational force of the past to experience an undeniably defiant future. Jamie, thank you for coming on board the TV Time Machine.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Jamie, you're starring in Defiance, which debuts Monday, April 15th at 9 p.m. on Sci-Fi. Tell us the premise of Defiance and what makes this show particularly unique.
Well, you know, it's a science fiction show set 35 years in the future, but it's at this time aliens are inhabiting planet Earth. It's not them versus us, or they're coming, or war's about to break out. It's already happened. There are 7 alien species living on planet Earth with humans, and that throws up its own unique sets of problems. Because, you know, humans aren't particularly super buzzed about having aliens here. But the aliens, there are 7 races, and none of them particularly like each other either. So it's a huge melting pot, and it's already, at its heart, it's an immigrant drama.
Now, you portray Stama Tar on Defiance. Tell us about your character and what you enjoy most about portraying her.
Well, you know, I don't know if you've seen any of the artwork yet, but I play an alien. I'm a white, dark-haired British chick, and I get to play an alien. I've got long white hair. I've got lilac eyes, and you know, as an actress, you know, you you want to play as many varied roles as you can, but you're pretty limited ethnicity-wise and culturally. But I'm playing a whole other species. You know, we have all our own customs and our own cultures. I had to learn an actual alien language. I speak English as if it's my second language. We had this amazing linguist called David J. Peterson, who created the Dothraki language in Game of Thrones, creates 7 alien languages. And that's what I'm most fluent in the TV show.
Now, is that a difficult challenge for you, speaking an entirely different language?
Completely overwhelmed. actually, he's such an amazing scholar and linguist that I found kind of the rhythm of it. And it's actually quite a beautiful language.
Now, how would you describe Stamatar? Is she truly a villain, or is she more complex than that?
Yeah, she's complex. All the characters are really complex. She comes from another time and place. In some ways, I felt like I was in a period piece sometimes, because on her own planet, she was almost aristocracy. It has a very strict caste system, but it was also a very repressive patriarchal society. So she is now living in a much freer world, and she's come from a place of immense power to really being a refugee. And so she's really trying to survive, and she's very smart, very well educated, but sometimes she has to be quite shrewd and cunning about getting what she needs and wants, and she's very creative about how she does that.
Yes. What kind of relationship does she have with her husband, for instance?
Well, that's a really interesting relationship, because obviously as a man from her planet, he wields a certain amount of power. But actually, back on their own planet, as I said, it had this really strict caste system. And he was really from the lowest echelon of society, and she was from the highest. So the only way they would have ever come into contact back on their own planet is if he was, you know, her servant or something. But those very qualities that made him survive. He won his place on the spaceship to planet Earth through a poker game, and those very skills that helped him on the streets actually make him one of the most powerful men in Defiance. But he's quite rash. He can be quite aggressive. He's a bit of a gangster, really. And sometimes she has to counsel him. So there's a real Lady Macbeth feel about the character.
So he's kind of streetwise. In that
street
sense.
Wise, street savvy, but right. She's super smart and educated. So they're quite a force to be reckoned with.
Now, you are transformed into Stamatar by some remarkable makeup. Now, what is that process like for you? And what is the experience of physically becoming and then unbecoming that character on a daily basis?
Yeah, well, it was when I read the script, you know, she's described as very pale, and she's got this long white hair, and I thought, well, they'll probably put me in a wig or something. But I didn't know about the contact lenses. I didn't know that when they said pale, they actually meant Snow White. So I'm painted white from head to toe. The whole process takes about 2 hours in the mornings, and it goes on quite slowly. The wardrobe designer is amazing. The makeup designer is amazing. And by the time I get onto set, I do feel totally transformed. In fact, when I catch glimpses of myself in the mirror, it's really disconcerting because I don't recognize myself at all. But then over the course of the day, I'm working, you know, 15-hour days or whatnot, looking like this. And it's really at the end of the day that I get the biggest shock, because I want to get home to bed, you know,
right.
Have a glass of wine and watch some television. And so I whip everything off in about 15 minutes, and suddenly I've got this brown-eyed, black-haired girl blinking back at me, and I always feel a bit disappointed.
Now, you also appeared in Sci-Fi's Warehouse 13, and I don't know if this is apocryphal, but at least it says on the internet you were named after the Bionic Woman, Jamie Summers?
Yes, I was. I was named Jamie Summers, the Bionic Woman, and I actually ended up working with her on Warehouse 13, Lindsay Wagner, yeah.
Do you feel a natural connection to this type of genre, and what is it like for you interacting with such a passionate fan base?
Yeah, I do. I really enjoy this genre, and although I have done Warehouse 13 and now this show, which are actually on the Sci-Fi channel, but before that, you know, I did Spartacus and Dexter. Oscar and even the show that I did back home, Hustle, they're very kind of genre-unique shows. And one of the reasons that I love playing them is I think it's a really strong genre for women. You know, you get to play powerful, complex, and, you know, sometimes quite screwed up women. And I enjoy that a lot. And the fan base is amazing. I did a Comic-Con recently in the UK, and I got to meet some of the fans, and they often know your relationships and your character and the mythology better than you do. So they keep you back. They keep you on your game.
What is the thing that has surprised you most about working on Defiance?
Well, I mean, I don't know if it surprised me. I mean, the video game element is pretty blows my mind. You know, the last time I saw video games or played video games, it was like Pac-Man or Sonic the Hedgehog, and Defiance is also a video game. And it, you know, it takes you a beat of kind of watching it to realize that, you know, it's not film. The grass is blowing in the wind, and the characters are so expressive. I mean, it's the technology and the special effects these guys have at their fingertips is just amazing.
Now, you mentioned that you appeared at the Comic-Con. You also appeared at the San Diego Comic-Con. Although, of course, Defiance is yet to debut. What is the fan reaction been to this point when they show previews and clips?
Oh my God, the fans are in love with it. I think they're really excited to, you know, have a show with such a rich and intricate world. And I think the gaming element is also, you know, it's the first time it's ever been done. It's very innovative, so people want to see how that's going to work out. But I met some fans, and obviously the show hadn't premiered yet. And I met a fan at one of the Comic Cons, and she'd had her name tattooed onto her forearm in my alien language.
Wow.
So, I mean, the fans are ready and waiting and pretty rabid.
Now, of course, you mentioned the video game. The video game is being released concurrently with the show.
Actually, the video game launched last week.
I see.
There are characters who are in the video game right this second. But they are going to leave the video game, and they're going to seamlessly appear in the TV show. And that will happen throughout the season and throughout the video game. Characters will go backwards and forwards. And both the video game is set in 35 years in the future, but in what used to be San Francisco. And the TV show is set 35 years in the future in what used to be St. Louis. And both worlds are affected by the same things and have the same characters moving backwards and forwards. So there are two gateways into this one, you know, amazing world.
Jamie, where can people find out more about yourself and more about Defiance online?
If you go to the Defiance website, we've got a Facebook page. We're on Twitter. I'm on Twitter at Ms. Jamie Murray. It's all out there, ready and waiting for you. And hopefully you'll be primed and ready to watch us at 9 o'clock on Monday night on Sci-Fi Channel.
Absolutely. It looks tremendous. I think you've got a big hit on your hands. Jamie Murray starring as Stamatar on Defiance, which debuts Monday, April 15th at 9 p.m. on Sci-Fi. Jamie, it's been a tremendous pleasure having you aboard the TV Time Machine. Feel free to join us again in the future or in the past.
I would love that. Thanks for having me.